I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Kay. Somebody tells me that today's Super Bowl will be broadcast live all over the world in over 20 different languages. And it is estimated that close to 200 million people worldwide will watch at least part of the Super Bowl. Now that's big. But it's not nearly as big as about what is about to happen right here this morning as we gather around a big, big table and we share the gift of the bread and the cup. This morning, we especially welcome all of you who are listening to this service, to the broadcast of this service. Our church has been privileged for many, many years. Back before I came, we have been privileged to be able to broadcast our 11 a.m. Sunday morning worship service on WLXN radio here in Lexington. Let me tell you something that happened this week, and this happens to me all the time. I was over in Winston-Salem at a store, and I had just spoken to a clerk when a gentleman whom I did not know came up to me and said, "Do you live in Lexington?" And I said, "Yes." "You a preacher?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "I thought I recognized that voice." And he went on to tell me that while he and his wife are active members of another church in town, their church is usually over about 11:15, 11:30. He said, "The first thing I do every Sunday is I turn on the radio and I listen to your sermon." My favorite story, though, was a number of years ago, back when Harold and I used to do the Lexington football games. One night we were broadcasting a game and there was a family from our church and they had their children in the car. And they were listening to the broadcast of the game, and the little girl in the back seat, who probably at that time was only 5 or 6, she was listening intently, and finally she said, "Isn't that children's time?" We learn almost on a weekly basis of many, many people who cannot attend their own church, or perhaps they're members of this church, and they cannot attend because of health limitations. But each Sunday, we are privileged to come into your home as we worship together. A couple of years ago, I received a phone call from someone who told me that her mother, who had been an active and faithful member of her congregation for many years, was now unable to attend her own church because of health reasons. But she faithfully listened to us every Sunday. She said, "We don't bother her between 11 and 12 o'clock on Sunday morning." And then she said, "We're getting ready to celebrate her 100th birthday. And," she said, "would you be willing to just share a personal greeting, to call her name on the radio?" Some of you might recall we did that for someone that, to my knowledge, I never, ever saw in person. And then I love the story of one of the great saints of our church, Helen Linder. Evelyn, We miss Helen, don't we? On Sunday morning, when Helen was not able to come to church, this is what she would do. She would get up, she would put on her Sunday finest, and she would sit in her living room, and she would have her hymnal, and she would have her Bible, and she would sing the hymns, follow the scripture, and she would worship with us every week. It is a privilege, it is a joy, it is an honor to be able to reach out to so many people. I have members of the police department, the fire department, the guys at the funeral home, and many others who have to work on Sundays who tell me that they listen to this broadcast whenever they can. And now, because of internet technology, our services are streamed on the internet, and you can literally listen to this service anywhere in the world. I want you to know that we are always mindful of your presence with us each Sunday. And while we realize that most Sundays you're just listening in, but today we want this to be different, because today on this Sunday the focus is on you, on all of you who are listening to the broadcast. In just a few minutes, when we begin to receive the gift of the bread and the cup in the sanctuary, I'm going to invite you, those of you that are listening on the air, to join us together around this table, to join hands with us, and to be a part of this service in a powerful and a tangible way. I will guide you through communion in a recorded segment that I did earlier this week. And as we do this, the Lord's table is expanded. In this scripture that Kay shared with us, the first scripture, Jesus was praying that we would be one in Christ, that we would be one as fellow believers. And it is when we gather around this table, when we all partake of the bread, the body that is broken, the cup, the blood that was shed, that we become one in Christ as members of the family of God. But you know, there's someone else. There's someone else who will be joining you today. You remember the story in the 24th chapter of Luke when the disciples were, a couple of the disciples were on their way to Emmaus and a stranger joined them? They didn't know who he was. Until they got to their home, invited him in, and they said when he took the bread and he broke the bread, their eyes were opened and they recognized that he was the Christ. In just a few moments, as you take the bread, you will not be alone, for Christ will join you and be with you. And in the second reading that Kay shared with us, the Apostle Paul said, as long as we eat this bread and we drink this cup, that we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. And Jesus talked about a heavenly banquet. And on that night, before they left the upper room, he said, this is the last time that I will share the cup with you until I share it in the kingdom of God. Let me tell you something else that will happen. A powerful, powerful thing. Back in 1984, one of the most popular movies of that year was titled Places of the Heart, starring Sally Fields, who actually won an Oscar for her performance. She plays a widow in Texas in the middle of the Great Depression. Her husband died, and suddenly she becomes responsible for the debt-ridden family farm that she is working so hard to save. In order to make ends meet, she brings in two boarders. One is a blind white man. The other is a poor black man. And together they work together despite all kind of obstacles. When the Klan discovered that a black man was living in the house, they protested and so many terrible things happened. But it is a movie about hope. It is about the power of the presence of God. And in the last scene of the movie, and you ought to just Google this and watch it. It's a powerful scene. They're in their little church and they're having communion. And as the camera pans the congregation, you suddenly realize that seated with this small family and the other people who had gathered in the sanctuary were many, many others, including those who had already gone to be with the Lord. When we gather at the Lord's table, all of the saints of history, the saints in your life, gather with us. This is a big, big table. And in just a moment, we will all gather at the table of the Lord.
Thank you.